Jamai Quiana Taylor G, hello and welcome. Thank you all for coming to another episode of King's Corner.
Every Thursday, students from the school in the native village of Port Lions discuss Aleutic culture and language. That's in preparation for class lessons and conversations in Aleutic that are live streamed online twice a month. It's the Port Lions students' first time speaking their native language within school through the Aleutic culture class. That includes practicing everything from weather reports to animals and place names in Aleutic. Jess Egemeyer II, who works for the native village of Port Lions, teaches the class.
Yeah, I really saw a need for content that was focused on the local community and that would include current events happening in the village and at the school, a local safety bulletin, you know, the weather forecast as you've seen.
Egemeyer says the live stream, which is called King's Corner after the school's mascot, is a product of elders and the previous generation laying the groundwork for language revitalization in Port Lions and around Kodiak Island. That multi-year-long effort by multiple organizations and individuals has led to Aleutic textbooks, digital audio recordings of native speakers, and language courses for college students or even adults.
If we don't teach our children now, this is how languages die, and it's unfortunately not uncommon.
Alaska Native languages in general are at risk of being lost or going extinct, as elders who speak the language are passing on. For Koniag or Kodiak Aleutic, which is the dialect mainly spoken in the Kodiak archipelago, less than 20 fluent first language speakers are still alive today. Egemeyer says the class will go through the rest of this semester, and he hopes to continue it this summer and next school year, too.
We say in Aleutic, Tunk Chukum Gin Chali. I will see you again.
Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Havi.